Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, hey, it's your girl Carla Renata back with Dancing with the Stars at AfterBuzz TV for Season 27, Episode 8. We got two perfect scores, one couple got their highest score of the season, and we saw some purple people eaters for Halloween night at Dancing with the Stars. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, 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 everybody. I am Carla Renata. We are back for Dancing with the Stars Season 27, Halloween night, and we have that lovely theme song playing in the background. Everybody is up and ready in that chat room. And again, I am Carla Renata, your host for Dancing with the Stars Season 27, Episode 8. And I am joined by my co-host in the booth, who is...
Jeff Graham, if I can figure out how to run this thing back here. Guys, I'm so excited to be here tonight. Thank you for including me, as always, on this wonderful discussion.
No worries. And sitting next to me is...
Hey, what's up, guys? I am your host, Carla Beltran. Super excited to talk about Halloween. I got my costume on.
She got her kitty cat ears on.
Because of the lighting in here, but I am a kitty cat.
She got her kitty cat ears on. And Kaylee Stump will be back with us next week, but she is not here this evening, so we're wishing her safe travels back from where she is. So let me just give some shout-outs real quick before we get started in the chat room. From last week, we want to give a shout-out to Honey Badger, who said that they always watch the show forever, 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 and never get a shout out. So there you go, Honey Badger. You didn't got your shout out. Let's shout out some people that are in the chat room right now who are dun, 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 dun. Let me go down the list. Jasmine Jones, Book Movie TV Worm, Mercy Seven, Jaden Davis, Bree. I think it's Bree Willie 81. Let me know if I said that wrong, baby. let me see. Tammy Kitajima, Love By You, Love By You, my girl. She is in the chat room. Nell, and I'm sure she got major opinions. Nella J and Alexander Vinegar. Welcome, welcome, welcome all of you in the chat room. We are so grateful that you join us every single solitary week and support us here at AfterBuzz TV to talk about Dancing with the Stars. Seriously. Now, let's get into the conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about the specialty things that happen before we get into the competition. So the first thing that was up, well, not the first thing, but the very first dance that they did was a little opening number with Purple People Eater. I was kind of loving that. Everybody had their little costumes on. And then Tom Bergeron came out in his little purple shirt in honor of the Purple People Eater dance. I was living for that. Were you living for that?
I enjoyed it. I love it whenever they do the dances together. I think the opening dance is definitely something that I look forward to literally every episode, because I want to know how they all dance together. You know, it's one thing seeing them dance separately, but when they all come together and they're having fun and they're enjoying themselves, I really enjoy it.
I love watching the pros do their thing and just have fun, other than the stress and the drama of having to do the competition dances with their partners. So it's always fun to see them just kick off the night with something, a lot of fun, a lot of energy.
Just a nice, spooky, fun dance.
It was a very spookalicious kind of Halloween show. And then halfway through, we saw the Jabberwockies. I remember them from America's Best Dance Crew. I love them too.
I remember them
from America's Best Dance Crew, and they were the jam. And I'm really happy to see that they are still dancing after all this time. And then followed by the dancers got together to give us a little sneak peek of the Dancing with the Stars tour and announced that Val is going to be joining them this, mm-hmm. this season, so that's going to be fun.
I think it was one of my favorite dances of the night. I really enjoyed that performance.
Oh,
that
yeah,
they did.
With the doors yes. and stuff. It was really kind of cool.
It was
with everybody
so
coming
awesome.
In and out.
Yeah.
I loved it. It
was the choreography was on point. They were just all feeling it. I loved
living,
it.
Living. All right, well, now that we have acknowledged all the specialty dances and we've done our shout-outs for the fans.
Just real quick, we got to say, Twitch.
Sorry, Jeff.
You're totally fine. Twitch and Allison, we don't want to forget them
all
either.
All right, Twitch.
Our fans will come after us if we don't mention
right.
Twitch.
Right. Well, yeah, Twitch. Okay, so for those of you who don't know who Twitch is, but I can't imagine you wouldn't, Twitch was on So You Think You Can Dance eons ago. And
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And he ended up getting a job as like a sidekick for Ellen for her daytime talk show. But he was in his glory dancing on Dancing with the Stars tonight. It was freaking awesome. And for a split second, I thought he was going to be like a specialty guest dancer in one of the couple dances. But then he wasn't. But it was awesome. I love to watch him dance. He's very gifted. Very, very gifted. Thank you for that shout out, Jeff, because I totally forgot.
No worries. We also have a So You Think You Can Dance after show here, guys. So if you're fans of other dance shows, make sure you check them out here on AfterBuzz TV.
And thank you for that nice commercial break.
You got it.
So let's get right into it. The first dance of the night that was up was Milo and Whitney. They did a creepy version of Britney Spears' Toxic, and it was taking place inside an insane asylum. It was a contemporary dance. I was like, yes, for the one hand lift at the end of that dance. He had that one hand lift. He was like, plow. That boy, I think he's gonna, if he doesn't win, he's gonna come real close.
Yeah.
It was very, that dance was almost perfection. It was literally, it was very intense. You couldn't even tell that he wasn't a pro. And this dance, this was the first time since we've been watching him, in my opinion, that he didn't look like he was a pro. He didn't look like he was the contestant. He looked like he was the pro. Mm-hmm. He was really working it out. It was supremely acted. Really, I was captivated. Like, I couldn't keep my eyes off of them through the whole dance. And Whitney's choreography is always just off the charts. She's really, her, Cheryl Burke, and Sharna Burgess are really, really good at choreographing to the strengths. Yes, to the strengths of their partners. And I love them for that. What are your thoughts about that dance?
Okay, I don't even know where to begin with this dance. First of all, you guys already know we love Milo in here, and Milo is so amazing. He never, like, I think there's only been one dance from him that I was like, but I honestly always look forward to seeing him and what he's going to do, and I think the fact that he's always able to get into character, and tonight he definitely got into that insane character. It was some insane dancing, like how Bruno was saying, that was insanely good.
Mm-hmm. He said it was spellbinding. I'm like, and it was.
This was probably the best week that they could have done contemporary, because just the way that contemporary is and all the emotions you're releasing with contemporary, it was like, it was his moment, and he shined. Like, this was definitely, I was like, if this doesn't get all 10s, like, I am going to be very disappointed. And I think this was definitely my favorite performance of the night.
Yeah, Tammy in the chat room says it's difficult to keep up with Whitney, especially in contemporary. But contemporary was a really good fit for him to keep up with her. And then who else says something? Somebody else says something about him. Said it was pretty good, but the eyes kept creeping me out. Yeah, I had to look down because let me just full disclosure, but not Halloween and horror are just not my thing. So there were a couple of times where they were laughing at me when we watched the show because I would just put my head down. I'm like, when we get to the haunted hayride, I could not watch that. Jeff, what was your take on Milo and Whitney this evening?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be repeating a lot of what you guys said, so I'll keep it short. But unbelievable, one of the best dances we've seen all season. One thing I want to say, Carla, is you mentioned that you couldn't tell who was the pro here, and I felt like one of the slight complaints I've had with Milo this season is you could sometimes see his age when he danced. He's a 17-year-old kid. He's probably just shot up a foot in the last year, so he's been figuring out his body. But I felt like tonight he really had command and control over his body like someone 10 years older than he is.
Yeah, I think he slayed this. He slayed it all the way. So we all agree on that dance.
Yes!
And everybody in the chat room agrees with us too. So they got a perfect score, the first perfect score of the night, and they deserved it because they worked that out.
Also their first perfect score.
It was their first perfect score, yes. Thank you for pointing that out. All right, moving on to the Paso Doble with John and Emma. I feel like this dance, I feel like John Schneider always does a good job. I feel like he works really hard. I feel like he does his best to execute the steps that Emma gives him. I feel like Emma does is another one that choreographs to his strengths mm-hmm. and to her strength as well so that they look good paired together. But tonight, this, I just feel like this was his roughest dance for me. I felt like he was a beat behind whenever they were in hold.
Yeah.
It didn't wow me. And I think the music choice had a lot to do, excuse me, with me not being in love with this dance. The choreography was good. Like, it was fun. It was weird because I liked the choreography. I wasn't in love with it. I liked it. But I didn't, I just felt like it wasn't his strongest night.
Yeah, see, John has definitely grown on me. I love John, and I'm going to be very sad the day that I see him go. But I think that for this specific dance, the Paso Doble has to be very strong, and it is kind of like how Emma said, like, you know, it's like the bullfighting, and you have to be there, and it's like, think about the red and the bulls and that whole atmosphere. And I feel like he really tried to deliver the steps, which is what I always appreciate when you learn a choreography mm-hmm. and you actually deliver it. But I didn't enjoy the song, and the costume obviously did not help them at all because he did end up stepping on the skirt. I just think it was, like, all over the place. But overall, I think that he did great for a Paso Doble. Not awesome, but he was okay.
Yeah, Jasmine in the Jasmine says in the chat room that she felt like he did better than Joe. And Jasmine, we're gonna talk about that because I got some thoughts about Joe. I don't wholeheartedly agree with you on that one. So I know you're gonna be mad at me. What you got to say, Jeff?
Yeah, I thought the judges were going to be a little hard on him. They really came after him for this one. I think most of the issues we saw with John here were out of hold. I just don't think, and honestly a little bit in hold too, but he just didn't have the sharpness and the crispness that's required for Paso. All of those kind of hand flares and those twists.
Yeah, it was
really
a little
took him
sloppy.
A while to, you know, those are supposed to snap right into posing and posture, and he kind of was sluggish.
Yeah, and he, you know, there's that, let me move this out the way before I knock it over. There's, because I'm about to go there. There's this move where they go like this and like this with their arms, and it should be pop, pop. Every time they pop their arms up, it should not be fluid. It should not be this.
Yeah.
And the arms should be cupped when they do it, you know, or at least like, you know, straight. And it wasn't happening. So I wasn't feeling them. The judges weren't really feeling them either, but I feel like
the 6 was too harsh.
I feel like the 6 was too harsh. They got a 19 out of 30, and I feel like the 2 sixes that they got were a little harsh for them. Mm-hmm. But no, this was not my favorite. I think this was his roughest dance of the whole season, and it was a lot of mistakes, and I was really afraid for him when the end of the night was rolling around.
Well, next week is Country Week, and I think
he's gonna knock that out of the park.
Looking forward to that.
Oh yeah,
John.
He's definitely gonna knock that out of the park. All right, so next up was DeMarcus and Lindsay, and they did like a salsa cemetery themed kind of dance. And for me, what was interesting to me about this dance is that DeMarcus said this was the most comfortable he ever felt, and I disagreed with him.
Yeah.
I felt like his face looked like he was concentrating too hard. I felt like he was, at one point, I think I actually saw him in the beginning, like, counting or talking. I'm like, oh, dude. It feels like he started out at the top of the pack, and he's slowly but surely kind of slipping down, and I'm not sure if his injury a few weeks back has anything to do with it, or if he's in his head, like I don't know what it is, but there was that drop lift that he did where it looked like he was gonna drop her. That was friggin' awesome. That was like, I was like, well, okay, for DeMarcus and the lifts, DeMarcus can work them lifts out.
Yes.
He can work those lifts out. But it was funny because the judges were all like, oh, they're in sync. You were firing on all cylinders. I'm like, I do not agree with y'all. Did you agree with that?
Yeah. So this was one of the performances. I feel like there are times when we watch something and I feel like the judges were watching it too. But also, They might have been watching the other performers from around, and then that's why they're like, oh, this was an awesome performance, because I feel like when they put them in the center with other dancers, yes, it can make them look better if they're okay. If they're terrible, then no, don't do that. Like the one dance that we had with Joe when he was included with the pros, and it like made him look worse. Mm-hmm. But I really loved the fact that he was really trying to throw those hips around. You know, when you salsa, you really have to throw the hips.
Girl, those hips. I was trying. But I said to you when we were watching it, I was like, I don't understand how you can be a black person and not have no hip action. Like, it was like when she was teaching him to dance, she was like, it was like his whole upper body was moving all at the same time. And that's what it looked like every time he tried to throw his hips to the left or the right. I'm like, DeMarcus, dude, I'm going to need you to do better. Football players have a legacy on this show. I'm going to need you to step it up.
I totally agree, Carla. Renata. And I don't want to interrupt you, Carla Beltran.
Yeah.
But I feel like his hips have gotten worse throughout the season.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for me, DeMarcus is just kind of losing his place on this show. At the beginning, he came out so strong. And for the last four weeks, I just haven't seen it. So Carla Beltran, it sounds like you liked it more than Carla, Renata, and I. But I'm on the same page as you, Carla R.
It's not that I liked it, but I appreciated it. Obviously, I'm Latina, so I enjoy me some good salsa. And obviously, this wasn't like the greatest, but it wasn't a complete disaster either. I love him. I just didn't feel the same as the judges, and I don't think that this was his best performance. But I do agree with you guys. I think he started out really strong, and I loved him.
Yeah, and I think he's sliding down. I just think he's sliding down. Love by You in the chat room was like, he's not as relatable as I thought he was being. I thought he would be, and I agree with her. He's turning out not to be as relatable and not as fierce as I thought he was going to be. He's being eclipsed by Milo. I'm just saying, he's being eclipsed by 17-year-olds, so there's that. At the end of the night, they ended up getting a 26 out of 30, and I felt like they could have got 3/8.
Yeah.
I felt like them 2/9s were kind of out of place.
I just wanted to point out, you guys, that Len gave them a 9 on the salsa. Len must have been on a really good mood this night, because he was giving 8s, 7s, 10s.
He must have took his meds or had a really big dose of Ensure or something, because I was like, that is not happening. All right. Next up was Ivana and Keo. They did a tango to Disturbia. And let me tell you what. I don't have a whole lot to say about them, because I felt like that dance was uber focused. I felt like she killed it. I'm super excited that Keo finally has a partner that could possibly take him all the way to the end, because like I said at the beginning of the season, he usually gets paired with somebody who has him out of there like week two. So I'm glad to see that, you know, and I feel like he's gaining confidence as a pro by having somebody that he can choreograph to their strengths and have them come in and kill it every week. And this was a very important week for her, because last week they got 8s across the board and she just knew they were going to slay and get those all 10s. And when they didn't, she was kind of, you know, womp, womp, womp. So when they got, you know, some pretty decent scores tonight, she was really, really, it was, that dance was tight. It was really sharp. It was really on point. I don't have anything negative to say about that at all.
Yeah, no, this was literally my note says, this was the Ivana I've been waiting to see. In the beginning of the show, she said that she tried out to for dance school, and she didn't get in. And this was, you know, her opportunity to show off, like, why she wanted to join dance school and, like, that she should have been accepted. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, she's going to come through and deliver. And I think, like, she's been so tight in the shell of, like, oh, I'm Ivana, and, like, oh, I have to be this, and I have to be this type of person. And we've seen her open up, but in scenarios where she's been comfortable, like the Harry Potter theme, when she was like, oh, like, this is familiar to me. There's been dances where she's, like, come through, but tonight I loved absolutely everything about her dance. Mm-hmm. I loved her. I loved her attitude. I loved her personality. I loved who she became. Mm-hmm. Like, in this dance, she was Catwoman. She embraced it. She's by far right now my favorite Catwoman that I've seen in, like, dancing. Mm-hmm. It was a very spicy tango. Every single move was delivered so sharply. I was like, keep dancing, girl. Like, you keep doing your thing. Just keep doing this, and she's going to keep moving up. I literally, last week, I was like, okay, like, I could be okay with Ivana leaving. This week, I'm like, okay, Ivana, you can't go. I want to keep seeing you. I want to see more of you. And I'm really excited to see what she's going to come up with next week.
I have a love-hate relationship with Ivana. But this week, I was kind of loving her. I'm not going to hate on her this week at all because she absolutely slayed it. In the chat room, they are pretty much saying that she needed a breakthrough moment because she needed something to help her step out from the pack. They're also saying that they loved her and Keo, and that this is what they've been wanting for her since the beginning of Dancing with the Stars this season. And I totally, unequivocally agree with that. And what I also agree with is that we have the best fans ever at AfterBuzz TV, especially for Dancing with the Stars, don't we, Carla Beltran?
Yes, we do. And for all of our fans and everybody that's super loyal to AfterBuzz, we want to let you guys know that our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, so we'll give you a shout out on the air. Thank you, and for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, thank you, Miss Carla Beltran, and on with the show. So next up was Mary Lou and Sasha, who did a tango to Shame, Shame, Shame. And in her package, I thought it was really interesting. What were you going to say?
Sorry, the person that was next is Bobby and Sharna.
Oh, well, I'm just going to do Mary Lou and Sasha since okay. I'm already talking about them. It's okay, all good. So we'll just talk about them and then we'll go back. Perfect. So they did Shame, Shame, Shame. And what I really loved about her was that she was very forthcoming in the fact that she has four daughters and that she got a divorce in February after being married for 27 years. And that's huge to admit on national TV, to say, I'm divorced, we weren't the best for each other, but, you know, I'm still here. And I feel like every season with Dancing with the Stars, there's always someone who is an inspiration to the audience watching, who people kind of just relate to for whatever reason. And she's that one person that everybody in the cast just loves. And she is no, Mary Lou Retton is no exception in this particular case. But they did their tango. I just wanted to give her a shout out for that and let her know that, girl, we love you. And we're so glad that you shared your story, because there is somebody out there that needed to hear that tonight. And definitely, I'm really glad that you were the person to deliver that message. I wasn't in love with this song. I wasn't in love with this routine. Her feet were a little sloppy. I love you, Mary Lou. I do. So, you know, don't be mad when you hear me say this. Your feet were a little sloppy. Carla and I were saying that we couldn't see her feet because she had on that long skirt. Mm-hmm. But for all practical purposes, the way it was choreographed by Sasha, it was a proper tango. Like, all the tango content was there. And she's always really sharp because, you know, she's got that gymnast thing going on. But I just was not in love with this routine tonight.
Yeah, her dance was okay. Not bad, not good. But I agree with you. I didn't like the song that was chosen. And the wardrobe didn't really help, because with the tango, I feel like the tango, you should be able to see those straight legs. And if you can't see those straight legs, then...
That's a good point.
You know?
That is a good point, yeah.
So that's the only reason why I feel like I didn't enjoy this.
Yeah, Mercy 7 was like, this was a weird dance. It was a weird dance.
Yeah.
It was very odd. I couldn't quite... Excuse me, weird is the perfect word for it. I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was about it that made me feel some kind of way, but it was just, it was odd. It was just very odd. Jeff, what are your thoughts about this dance?
I agree with you guys. Oh, sorry, that came in really hot. I have loved Mary Lou all season, but yeah, it's unfortunately this is kind of a bummer week for us to see her go out, because I don't think it was her strongest dance. I think maybe... it's weird. I think Sasha's been coaching her so well all season, but it didn't feel like he necessarily coached her through this dance, because there were some technical issues that I believe she's better than, like the space in their hold, as Carrie Ann mentioned.
Yeah.
So it's okay. She had a great season, and I really like Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So flipping back for a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me say what their scores were. They got a 24 out of 30, which, you know, it was okay. Fair. It was okay. Yeah. I don't have no issues with that. Ooh. So going back, because I skipped this couple, was Bobby Bones and Sharna. They did an Argentine tango to Sandman, a little different, funky version of Sandman. Now, it was interesting to me. I feel like this was his best dance of the season, mainly because whenever Bobby Bones does a dance that is character related, he always seems to kill it. Whenever he can relate to a character, as opposed to concentrating on the steps, he always seems to do a little bit better. But I do feel like some of his footwork was a little funky in some spots, but the choreography was hot. It was hot. Sharna, like I said a million times, Sharna know how to choreograph some dances. She does it. The storytelling, and this was creepy. Like, I was actually mesmerized by this dance. I was mesmerized by him with the scruff and the sunglasses and the leather and everything. I'm like, this isn't somebody that I normally would think was cute, but he was kind of cute tonight. I was like, well, okay, Bobby Bones, I'm feeling some kind of way this evening. I don't know what that says about me, but, you know, I'm just saying. I'm like, ooh, and kudos to him for busting it out, because he had a really rough week. He said he was getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and doing his radio show, and then coming and rehearsing with Sharna and doing it. He must be running on fumes. I think Carrie Ann said that maybe that's why he was so good, because he was so tired. Running on fumes.
He's like, I can't run anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I enjoy all of Bobby's performances. He is like one of my favorite people to watch.
Mm.
Only because, like, he really enjoys the art of dancing. And I feel like there's a certain time when certain people get to dance and it becomes too serious. And yes, you should be serious when you need to be serious, but I love the fact that he just enjoys the dance and he's enjoying the art of dancing. So I definitely wanted to say that. And he definitely stayed in character throughout this whole dance, which I appreciated, because it's always nice when he's like, he's ending and then he doesn't end the dance like super strongly, or he almost drops Sharna. And Sharna is such a beautiful dancer. She knows how to choreograph to the strengths of Bobby. And this dance was so beautiful. I really, really loved the way that he did it. And like, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the choreography.
I did too.
And I enjoyed his seriousness.
It was hot.
Maybe this was me because this wasn't mentioned, but I enjoyed the semi-chemistry that happened during this dance with them together. Not like intense chemistry, but like I really enjoyed kind of what was going on throughout the dance. Maybe the dance was very well acted, very well performed. I really liked it.
Okay. Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the issue with me, I'm seeing Love By You say the same thing. I feel like I'm not qualified to judge Bobby because I only ever watch Sharna, which is probably, that might be a bit of a me issue. All of us have our pros that, you know, we really like, and I'm just going to say it, Sharna's mine, and Bobby must have been great because I wasn't distracted by him, so I'll just echo what you guys said.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, well, having said all of that, he got a 22 out of 30 from the judges, and I thought that was fair. I thought,
really?
Let me take that back. I feel like he was underscored because this was his best dance of the season, and he's continuously been getting like sixes and sevens and stuff like that. So for him to get like, you know, I think they could have at least squeezed out an eight. Like, they could have squeezed out an eight, maybe a nine.
I mean,
across,
the fact that he scored the same as Joe, but performed better, I'm like,
Yeah, there's something to be said about that. So that's a whole nother subject. Moving on to the next one is Alexis and Alan. They did a jazz dance to Candyman. And it was an interesting situation because in their package, she revealed that she got some, you know, a little crushy crush on Alan. And what we said when we were watching it is it looked like he agreed with her that they have chemistry, but he didn't. This is always a telltale sign when you tell a guy or vice versa how you feel about them and they don't immediately reciprocate with what you said to them. That's always a telltale sign that they may not feel the same way. And I also said that maybe he was reluctant to do that on national TV because his job may be in jeopardy.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you, Carla. I gotta say, I don't love the way ABC is handling this. At first, it seemed kind of sweet, but it's getting a little uncomfortable, and I don't necessarily like that they're putting a fire under Alan's butt to say something about this. For both
they're doing
the
it for ratings, dude.
I know they're doing it for ratings, but there's an element of me. I know Alexis Ren is an influencer, mm-hmm. but I don't think she's used to television, mm-hmm. and I kind of feel like the producers are manipulating her a bit. Like, I wonder if she feels happy that she shared that on national television, because the way it was produced, I almost feel like put both of them in a pretty uncomfortable position, personally. And as someone who's not a television person, I feel like Alexis is being a little taken advantage of by the producers, personally. Yeah. I don't know.
In the chat room, they're feeling like it's forced and that the romance isn't real. And maybe that's what we're reading on Alan's face when we watched it. But moving on to their dance. Oh, and wait, let me just back it up just a tad. I really did not like the fact that Aaron put him on blast when they came up to the red room. I'm like, girl, why are you going to put him on blast like that? Like, I know this is a reality competition show, but dang.
It's not a reality
because this is
TV
the thing.
Show.
Every season, there's some kind of showmance on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Every season, they allude to it. Every season, they tease whatever the couple is that we know is having the showmance, but it's unspoken. I'm kind of not having the fact that they came right out with it and was mm-hmm. like, oh, this is... if in fact that is what's going on. But I'm with Jeff. It makes me uncomfortable. It's like, if you want to do that off camera, then that's your business. I don't need to know that. I don't, just because we live in a social media world, I don't need to know everything that you're doing. Some things are better left private. Like there's mm-hmm. some things that are just private. So there's my disclaimer on that. Let me finish talking about their dance. It was cute. I felt like they looked comfortable. It was the lighter of the Halloween dances. It looked more like a regular dance for a regular week. It didn't have like, you know, but every costume for Halloween isn't like spooky and scary and ghoulish or whatever. So there's that. So it was cute. I felt like it was easy to watch. I felt, you know, she's got such great extension when she dances. Her legs are so long and it's so beautiful to watch. Like, no matter where he places her, she seems to do really well. And I really enjoyed that. There was this really rough lift at the end, though, that I was like, ooh, that was a little funky. And then when that little, I didn't know if that was like a silver pumpkin or what the hell that was. And then Tom Bergeron said it was Jiffy Pop. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what that was supposed to be, but that was distracting, and they could have kept that over on the side somewhere. What are your thoughts, Carla?
I enjoy watching Alexis and Alan because they have great, I don't want to use the word chemistry, but they have a great partnership mm-hmm. With their dances, and I think that she's been feeling a lot more comfortable, especially you can tell now that she's embracing the dance, she's enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see something more along the Halloween side, but like you said, the costumes for Halloween can vary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I personally really enjoyed when she got the spotlight. I think this has probably been the first time that she got the spotlight, mm-hmm. and she wasn't overshadowed by everybody that was dancing behind her. It's mm-hmm. like she was the spotlight and she delivered to us. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that. And I think overall it was a fun performance to watch. Not my favorite by hers, but I think last week with her foxtrot to the Pocahontas was so beautiful that like this week I was like, oh, okay, like this is fun. It was a good jazz for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Delivered.
Jeff?
I thought the production kind of took away from their dance in this case, with all the costumes and all the troupe. I don't know if we needed all of that. And personally, the little mistake in the track that they mentioned really threw me off. And if you look during their, when they get the lollipops during some of those toe points, I think it threw them off too. And I don't know, all of that kind of culminated into something that I found kind of overwhelming and personally disappointing because I'm coming to really like Alexis. So
that was so funny because I remember you were like, we were watching the show, you guys, and Jeff was like, didn't you hear that? Didn't you hear that? Look, Carla, look, they're agreeing with me. I'm like, dude, I don't hear it. It sounded like some drums was off, but I don't hear it.
For some
it was
reason,
so funny.
It threw me off so much when I heard it. I don't know. Maybe my ears were just looking for it. But...
No, well, you know, it's like you pointed out online. Some people heard it. Some people didn't. Let's see what they're saying in the chat room. Did y'all hear that? Hear the music get off? Let me know. All right, moving on. So they got... they'll let me know because they're very...
Let me know.
They will let me know. Now, they're very vocal. They do not shy away from a opinion
from us,
at all. And neither do I. So that's why we all get along. they ended up getting a 27 out of 30, which was, you know, that's a good score for them. I felt like they were overscored, but, you know, that's just me. Anywho, moving on to Jenna and Grocery Store Joe. They did an Argentine tango. I'll get to that in a minute. But they did it to Roxanne. I felt like, and you and I talked about this, Carla, when we were watching it, and Jeff, too. When you were doing an Argentine tango, stuff, your arms supposed to be straight, your legs are supposed to be straight.
Your legs.
My boy had some flexed, bent knees within an inch of his life. I was like, Lord, if you don't straighten out that leg, like, do I need to be Kathy Bates and Misery you and crack you up on the upside that kneecap? That was driving me crazy. And I think he was having a hard time straightening his knees because he's a little pigeon-toed. And Jeff pointed out that he looked like he was a little knock-kneed, too. So I felt like every time he tried to do it, his feet and his knees got in the way. Poor baby. But
at least he delivered all the dance moves to us and the steps, which is good. He's definitely getting better at actually showing me some dance moves. Before it was just like him moving.
Yeah.
And now he's like, he's not delivering it all the way because he's still not comfortable. He's still in his shell. But at least he's doing some sort of movement.
This just goes to show you that Bachelor franchise is a beast.
Yeah.
Because if he had been anybody else on anybody else's show, homeboy would have been gone. The Bachelor franchise is the only thing that's keeping him on the show because every time he gets on the dance floor, he just looks really awkward and he looks like he doesn't want to be there, but you can tell that he really does and you can tell that he's really trying.
Well, he's really shy. You could even tell like at the end when they got their judges, mm-hmm. they got their scores.
Evaluations,
Everybody started cheering for him and he's like, oh, I don't know how to react to this, to everybody cheering for me and stuff. And like, it's cute, but I just feel like there's been other stronger dances that should still be in the show.
Yeah, I get that you are somebody that has been thrust into the spotlight via a reality show franchise as large as The Bachelor. I get that, and that can be very daunting to go from, you know, being somebody working in a grocery store to all of a sudden being on a reality show and everybody knows your name. People that you don't even know your name, mm-hmm. know stuff about you. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
I get that. But then you put yourself in the situation of coming yet again, on another reality show where you, yet again, have put yourself in a situation where you're supposed to learn how to dance. So you can't be walking around every week going, oh, I'm not a dancer. Dude, it's called Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So either you get with the program or you get yourself voted off. I don't know what to say. Jeff?
Or maybe he just harms his partner so badly that she can't dance anymore.
Oh my God! But his girl has his back. His fiance, girlfriend, whatever she is, she has his back. Somebody in the chat room said, "I never vote for him."
Sometimes I wonder if America's kind of seeing themselves in him, and it's sometimes nice to latch onto the non-famous, sort of earnest person who's giving it their best. Carla, I'm glad you mentioned the fact that he like almost tweets Jenna's back. I don't think she was happy about that, and I don't think she was doing the best job hiding it.
She can't hide anything on her face, but he did almost crack her, he snapped her neck.
When I saw that,
awful.
I was like...
I was like, is she about to fall out on the floor? I was like, that was not good.
And it's crazy to think they got the same score as Bobby and Sharna.
That's what Carla said earlier. She's like, how'd they get the same score
and Bobby and Sharna were better?
Like
a 27.
I feel like they're scoring him to his potential, which this far in the season isn't really fair.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I do like Joe, but I think his time is coming, man. Sorry, grocery store Joe.
I know, but the judges seem to love him. They're like, he had the best timing ever. I'm like, ooh, what dance were y'all watching?
Where?
Carrie Ann was all like, she's like, I learned that he loved how to dance from the Haunted Hayride. I was like, really? Okay, I don't know what dance y'all saw, but that ain't the same one I saw. But they ended up with a 22 out of 30. And then the last dance of the night is Carla Beltran's favorite guy, her favorite dude on Dancing with the Stars, Mr. Juan Pablo, dancing with Cheryl. And they did a jive to Dead Man's Party. That music was getting on my nerves. I did not like that music. I did not. For me with Dancing with the Stars, for me, it is all about the song choice. If the song choice is not on point, I have a hard time concentrating on the dance. I don't know what that's about, but it.
Or the lighting.
Or the light. Yeah, those laser lights kind of wear me out. It's just way too much going on. But what I did love is that Juan Pablo sketched his own costume. He's the first contestant ever in Dance with the Stars history to sketch his own costume. I'm like, well, okay, so you better tell them what you want to wear for your dance tonight. I kind of love that. That was cool.
I kind of hope that he'll continue to do that until the
Of course you end. Do. Of course you do. I felt like, because that's your boy. I felt like their content was great. I felt like the dance was okay. Like, I wasn't like, ooh, yay, like, I think it was okay.
Because, I think you felt that way because, like, just...
I think it was the music for me. Yeah.
The music and the lighting. The lighting is always super distracting when they have, like, all those crazy lights and you can't really focus on what's going on because you're trying to, like, not be blinded by half of the lights that are coming through the screen.
It's a lot going on.
It's a very weird choice to not use a swung song for a jive.
Yeah.
This was a straight beat. It was like a four on the floor, and when they're doing kicks and flicks and, you know, swinged turns to a non-syncopated beat,
right,
it's hard to watch. Especially, Carla, you and I are both musicians. I'd say primarily more than dancers. You can disagree with that or not, but at least for me, I am. So the music does have a huge effect on how I view these things.
Yeah, I was loving that slide across the floor, though.
I mean, he jived. That jive was like... I was like...
I'm saying the content was all there. The content was all there. But he, to me... I liked the slide. I felt like the content was all there. I felt like toward the end, he started to look a little tired and that he was getting just a tad bit off. Yeah. But the judges did not agree with me. What did you think about this dance, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the dance was good. It was just the confluence of the dance and the concept did not gel at all. And I really like Cheryl and I like her choreography and they went for it, but this would have been cool for like a kind of cool like Egyptian tango or some kind of like mythological paso or something. But jive and Egypt without swung music, it was just giving me all kinds of problems.
Yeah, everybody.
He was great, though. He was really good.
Yeah, everybody in the chat room agrees with us about those laser lights. Even one person was like, can we request no more laser lights? I agree with you on that because they wear me. It's not so much that they wear me out. It's that when they use them, it's on when you're in the ballroom, because I've been in the ballroom for a taping of Dancing with the Stars. When you're in the ballroom, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
But when you watch it on TV, it's just way too much going on when you watch it on television. Well, they ended up getting the second perfect score of the night, so there was that, and I'm like, so I don't know, maybe my mindset was a little off with that. So they got two perfect scores, but before we reveal who the person was that got kicked off, because last week for Disney Week they did not eliminate anybody. I hate when they do that. They put people in the bottom and say, oh, you're in Jeopardy, and we're not eliminating anybody because it's Disney night. I'm like, okay, whatever. So they didn't eliminate anybody for Disney night, but we did want to talk about, you know, every week we always do a throwback to a dance from a previous season that we loved, and Jeff and I love Lindsay Sterling and Mark Ballas when they were dancing. And we just, for the people that are listening on iTunes and Spotify and for the people watching on YouTube, we just want to show you a little bit of that dance before we reveal tonight's elimination. So it was like this really, so for those listening, I'm just going to talk you through it so that you know what's happening because you're just going to hear music. It was like this really techno kind of thing, and they were dancing through this fog and everything. And Mark Ballas was always known when he was on Dancing with the Stars for really choreographing and creating these major, out-of-the-box, crazy themed dances that were so interesting to watch. I would watch it every season he was on because you never really knew what he was going to come up with. And this was like some computer, like, you know, Total Recall thing going on. It was really awesome. So our Dancing with the Stars throwback for this week was Mark Ballas and Lindsay Sterling. If you guys want to check them out,
she's such a strong dancer.
She's a great dancer. And for those of you who don't know who Lindsay Sterling is, she's actually a violinist that was a finalist on America's Got Talent. And she ended up on Dancing with the Stars and got really far in the competition. So there's that. But if you want to go see that dance in its completion or in its entirety, please pop on over to YouTube to the Dancing with the Stars channel, and you can check that out. All right, so now let's talk about who got the booty boot boot tonight. The two people that were in jeopardy were Mary Lou and Sasha, and Alexis and Alan, and the person that got sent home, unfortunately, was Mary Lou Retton and Sasha. I'm so sad.
I'm sad too, but...
Be honest, Carla. You're not that
she
sad.
Not, because you know she hesitated before she said that. She was like, I'm trying to find something nice to say because I'm really not sad that they went home, but I'm just going to say I am.
Okay, Carla, no,
sad too. Crickets.
I think we're Crickets. Getting to the point on the competition that, like, obviously I want to see strong dances and I want to see great performances. And as much as I love Mary Lou, I feel like these past two dances for her weren't really strong for me. And I would have preferred to see Mary Lou go than I would have liked to go to see Alexis go. That's really the only reason. Like, if it would have been Mary Lou and Joe and Mary Lou would have left, I would have been like, hello, like, you know, I would have been more upset about it. But yeah
they were somebody in the chat room said Alexis suffers from pretty person syndrome. Oh, Rotter 13, that is not nice. But what I do think is Alexis I don't think Alexis should have been in the bottom two. I don't think she should have been there. But what I do think what happens with her, Dancing with the Stars, like someone in the chat room said earlier, is all about relatability. It's all about how the audience at home relates to the contestants and relates to the pros and relates to them together. And if that chemistry is not jumping off of the television screen, it makes it really difficult for that pro and that that celebrity to maintain or sustain being on the show. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people in my generation love Mary Lou Retton, know who she is, have mad respect for her because she's an Olympian. But people of this generation don't necessarily know who she is. And all they can judge her by, which is what they're supposed to judge her by, is what she's dancing on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And I agree with you that she kind of, it was kind of hit or miss for her. Every other week was good. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't a consistent thing that was good. And I feel like Sasha did a really good job choreographing for her, but I felt like some of the costumes they had her in, there was a one week where she had on like this showgirl outfit, mm-hmm. and she had on all these feathers. I'm like, she is way too short to be wearing all of that. Like, it was distracting and it overwhelmed you from watching
like
her do the dance.
Like, super long skirt. That long skirt look, honestly, I couldn't say this enough. I think her legs were fantastic, and her legs weren't showcased as much as they should have. And I'm a little bit disappointed by that.
Rada 13, I just want to say, the scroll is going really fast, so if I didn't read all of your comment, it's not because I wasn't trying to, it's because it moved up before I could get to it. So, you know, I just read what I read, and I said it wasn't nice, so if I offended you, I am very sorry. It was not my intention, so let's just get that out the way.
Well, I can hop on. I think I am... It's funny, that pretty person syndrome thing, I've heard that before, and it's actually, to clarify what that means, it's actually that, it's, you know, it can be tough to be, in Hollywood, it can be tough to be someone who's not super attractive all the time because you don't book, but if you're too good looking, there can be an accusation that women will resent you for it, and it can actually be a challenge to be so good looking, especially when most of the fan base of Dancing with the Stars is women. There might be some of that maybe subconscious resentment toward her because women can't identify with her.
I don't think that's it at all. I think this particular season, I think that the male contestants this particular season are just stronger than the female contestants. And it kind of, you know, every other season, like sometimes it'll be even where there's just as many strong women as there are just as many strong men. And some seasons it's more men and some seasons it's more women. I think that this season, it's just the men are just stronger. And I don't think that, you know, somebody being pretty or anything like that, and that's just my opinion, plays into Dancing with the Stars or who votes for who, because at the end of the day, it kind of sort of is a popularity contest. But I really think that the fans of Dancing with the Stars vote for who they think had the best dance and not necessarily other stuff. That's just my opinion about
it. One thing that I wanted to also say is, like, for example, social media and the TV industry are two different things. And one thing that I've heard a lot of, like, either social media influencers or other people talk about who get paid for posts that they do on social media and stuff is the fact that the fan base on social media doesn't necessarily transfer to an to television. That's why a lot of people get like stuck on only doing social media, because their fans don't actually follow them through when they go through TV. And that's something that I've heard like over and over and over and over again from people. So whenever they try and get a spotlight, they try their best to go. But the thing is that I think that the audience that Alexis has on social media, she has like a couple million followers. All those followers are not actually following her to TV, because they're on social media, they're not on TV. So if the show isn't being broadcasted on social media, some of them don't even watch it, you know, so they don't even watch her or see the dances. They will probably watch clips and stuff, but they're not the people that are actually going to take the time to watch a 2-hour show and then to actually call and vote for her, because that's not the type of audience that she's used to. So
that's
a good point. That's why she's not making it to the top, not because she hasn't been good or because she's good looking, but simply because her fan base is in a different platform.
That's a really good point. That was a really good point to make, because that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. Well, I think we hit everybody and we talked about everybody and we were very good about talking with the folks in the chat room. We love y'all. Thank you for shouting out at us and talking to us and, you know, reining us in and letting us have it when we need to be, you know, reined in. I appreciate that. So next week we're gonna have Country Week, and Carla and I are excited because we know John Schneider is gonna knock that out the park.
Yes, I'm so excited.
And I love country music. Country music is my favorite week other than Disney Week, so I'm like, yay. So thank you y'all for joining us for Dancing with the Stars season 27 episode 8. Join us next Monday for Country Week. I am your host, Carla Renata. You can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic. You can also find me on Sunday at Black Hollywood Live with Black Tomatoes, and again on AfterBuzz TV on Sundays at 6 o'clock for the after show for General Hospital. And where can we find you, Miss Lovely Carla Beltran?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in. I love talking all spooky dances and everything with you guys. I am your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran, on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. And, of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV.
And Jeffrey?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
Yay!
Yes.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining us. We love you so very much. We had a great time for Halloween night and last week Disney, and next week is country. Join us, why don't you, and have a good week. Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.